This is the budget amendment, the second budget amendment for FY25. Today is a public hearing. The notice was published in the Eagle on May 1st. We're holding the public hearing right now, and at the end of the public hearing, I'll ask council to approve the ordinance that would amend the budget and approve the interfund transfers. The items that are included in this budget amendment include two grant awards. We received grant awards for police CIT FTEs in the amount of $554,000, as well as the SAFER and first 12 FTEs for fire station number 7. For those of you that were here during the budget development of FY25 may remember we mentioned these and said that if we were awarded the grants, we would come back and ask for permission to be able to make the expenditures for the grants. That's what this is today. In addition, we have on the budget amendment, we need to replace a police vehicle that was totaled in an accident. We have a new position for a Northgate district manager. The director of community services and the assistant director both have left the city. This position will help assume some of those responsibilities from those positions that are not going to be filled as the director and assistant director positions. We have an emergency culvert repair and drainage for $500,000 on Holloman Drive that we need to pay for. That will come out of the drainage fund balance. And the Fund for All project, which is a community funded project, has received an additional donation. And when that deposit is made, the people that run that committee would like to build a structure wall that recognizes the donors to that project, as well as some additional shade structures. This expenditure of $463,000 will bring that fund balance to zero. Lastly, we have an interfund transfer we would like you to approve. That interfund transfer is for $15 million from the electric capital fund. From the electric operating fund. We have received more income in FY24 than was planned, and instead of issuing any debt for electric this year as was planned in FY25, we would like to use capital or cash, and that's this $15 million.